Wings Things Podcast. Bart Winkler. I'm with Will and Z from the station. We're trying food today, so we'll get right into it. The premise for this, we've been waiting to do this for probably 6 months.
Been in the making.
But it takes a long time to collect food. And the food I'm talking about is in our vending machine. And there's a lot of stuff in our vending machine. And really, thank you for listening to this podcast. This is really for the people that work in this building. So if you're like a diehard fan person and you want to hear some Bart or some Will or some Z, this is really for the people in the building, or really anyone with a vending machine.
If you have a vending machine within 1,000 yards of you, this is for you.
Right, because there's a lot of products that, you know, when you look in the vending machine, you think, well, I ain't touching that.
What are those?
We're going to be the ones to try it.
We're touching them.
So some of the stuff we have Simply Cheetos Puffs White Cheddar. You're in on those already?
Oh, yes. I've had those quite a few times already.
I've got Late July Nacho Chipotle Chips.
Ooh. These
I think are good.
Those sound bougie.
Fan of anything Chipotle.
Z, you've had the Hare's Jalapeno Poppers.
Of course. Ooh, the Hers.
Yes.
Come on, man.
TGI Friday potato skins, cheddar and bacon.
Who doesn't like TGI Fridays?
I've never had them.
Bold.
We also have
the leaner options.
The Pearson salted nut roll.
That salted nut roll.
Is that a payday? Is that disguises?
It looks like a payday.
Sussed. It's a payday.
Copyright. All.
Salted nut roll. Crunchy, salty, sweet, and chewy.
I don't know if I can eat that on like premise alone, just off of principle.
I've been pronouncing a lot of these wrong. Is this the Lorna Dune? Lorna Dune.
Lorna Dune.
This is the shortbread cookies. We've got these Twinkie knockoffs called Dolly Zingers.
Those are actually tasty.
Zingers.
We've got Trail's Best Double Salami Sticks. I always find it fascinating in a vending machine. You can get meat.
I like the meat.
This has expired in March.
Oh, that's all you, B.
Yeah.
And what is it now, July? And then we've got these things. These things cost $3 in our vending machine.
Don't do it.
It's like ready meals. This is the Hormel turkey and dressing.
We'll try
this last.
That TV dinner special.
We'll have to heat this up, but we'll try this last. But this will be the finale. So in the meantime, we'll just go around and pick who wants to eat what first. Will, you want to start it?
Ooh, with the crunchy, salty, sweet, and chewy salted nut roll.
Read the back.
We need the calories, and then we'll all have a bite.
We need the calories?
Oh, you got to give them.
I'm not watching my figure.
I mean, we're going to review these foods and make it so people can, you know, eat them in the future. We got to do it right.
Okay. So one serving size is one bar at 240 calories with Fat Cal at 100.
Do it in your Bart voice.
Hello, yes, this is 240 calories, one serving size is one bar, and the Fat Cal content is 100, with a total fat of 11 grams.
Why you sound like a surfer?
Totally, dude. Yeah,
I don't know, guy.
Yeah. Radical.
All right, let's try. So open it up and we
pop it. Pop it.
All right. We'll each take a stand.
So do I rip off or do I bite?
Well, I don't want to eat what you eat.
Okay.
So rip it off into thirds.
All right.
I want to eat what you eat.
Now, has anybody had this before?
I think I may have tried that.
The salted nut roll. And it's really taking a long time coming apart.
It's kind of hard. But let's see.
What is this on the inside, though? Crunchy, salty, good source of protein. And it's the original. I think Payday might have bit this.
A little dry. Holy, yeah. Dry.
Gluten-free.
Have a beverage.
It's produced with
side.
Genetic engineering. Dun, dun, dun.
Man. Won't all of this stuff be?
Probably. Mm. Oh, yeah. What's this? Yeah, I don't know what this.
It's a little hard.
So it looks like there's cream inside.
It's not cream.
No, it's a little like a toffee almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy tasty. Fuck. If you're in the mood for peanuts, I mean, if you need a nut in your
I'm
life.
I'm always in the mood for peanuts.
I mean, it doesn't. I'm not a salty, sweet, crunchy kind of guy, so not necessarily for me. But I don't hate it. I can see how somebody'd like this. Maybe a little softer.
Yeah,
it's too hard. A little too hard for me.
Definitely, if you got some sensitive teeth,
stay out.
Yeah. But this is probably the one that's been in my desk the longest. So maybe we should just start
longer
with
than the meat.
That meat's got to be, that meat, that meat's pushing.
I might smell the meat, but I ain't going to eat the meat.
Yeah.
You're not?
No. Ooh. Double salami
the
stick.
The point is you got to eat all of it.
If I got to go home sick, you know what? Hey, let's eat it.
Kobe.
Hey, still get paid. All right, so rate the nut roll from 1 to 10.
Oh, I'm going to give it a 7.
I'm going to go 4.
I'm going to go 4. If I want nuts, I'm going to have peanuts.
Yeah.
With nut rolls.
I'd rather have, like, what is it? The honey roasted whatever?
Yeah.
That are, like, glazed. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to get those rather than that, honestly.
Right, and what we're doing again is testing the ones that nobody buys.
Okay.
To recommend
okay.
they should buy it. I'm going to say this is
but
a no
I know,
buy for me.
I know people are buying these Cheetos because these.
You want to do those next?
Oh. Pop them out.
Oh, I might have to finish this whole bag.
These are the Simply Cheetos Puffs White Cheddar?
Yes, they are, with 200 calories per package. Let's see. We got a total fat count of fat content.
Sure cleanse, too. Cleanse,
oh, yeah. Boy,
of 12 grams.
You know.
Okay.
What else do we got here? Mine is straight poly. The polysaturated fat's at 3.5 grams. Sodium, yeah.
So you've had these?
No, protein, I'm not a big 3 grams. Guy.
Because I don't like getting the orange stuff on me.
Oh, what? You don't fuck with the Cheeto fingers?
I would eat Cheetos with a fork.
No artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors.
Dude, I hate Cheeto fingers.
They do so, look a little so suspect at
I'm
first.
I'm Cheeto fingers. Cheeto fingers.
All right, so
Freddy
these are basically
over here.
White cheddar Cheetos.
Yeah.
Puffs, yeah. But right. Like the healthy version.
Oh, yeah.
Questions Fire. Or comments, 1-800-352-4477. I shall call and comment that these are delicious.
I'd eat them if they were like leftover free. I don't like these.
You don't like
what?
Them? Have you? Do you like the regular Cheeto poofs?
Have I don't you? Think I like. I think I like the regular Cheetos better than the poofs.
Okay.
Is it poof or puff?
Poof puff.
Oh, I think it's a
pass.
Puff.
Either way.
Poof puff pass.
Either way.
That's good. Put that on a t-shirt. Poof Puff Pass.
Poof Puff Pass, Cheetos.
I would say for being like a healthy version of something, that's pretty close to the
no,
original.
No, I said I didn't like it, but I just keep eating them.
That's the problem, bro. Once you pop, you just can't. No, that's a different chip.
That's a different
and
chip.
And like you said, bro, no cheesy finger.
No, I got a little white on me.
I got a little cheesy.
But it's not
cheesy.
That bright yellow, like.
Hard,
you know,
not
like,
going to get off.
Yeah, this you can still wipe on your pants.
Yep.
And not see.
No,
if
yep.
you got the orange. You should look at my desk. Because there's the...
all right, uno más.
What's the... What are those called in the middle? The barriers?
The dividers? The
yeah.
Wall?
Hey.
Jeez. And you should look at it. I put a poster over it, but it's all like you can see where my orange fingers with Doritos.
You got to do it under the desk, bro.
I know,
you got to under the desk.
See.
But then you touch the gum and the boogers, though. You know?
What are you doing next?
The jalapeno
don't go puff
popper.
Back to back though.
No puff. Oh, these are
the
puffs.
Meat. Let's do the meat.
These are also little puff puffs.
This is Trail's Best Meat, made in the USA. Double salami sticks contains
Bart,
beef,
that's
pork,
all you got.
Water, corn syrup, the hydrolyzed soy protein is what I go for.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be sampling expired products.
Expiration date is March of 19.
You know what? Do or die, baby. Let's get it. I'm gonna take one.
That looks like a sausage from freaking like a Greek
that
restaurant.
That movie, bro, looked like
on
sausage
a Sunday
party.
Morning.
How you just gonna throw it? That's yours, bro. You threw that
I
on
know,
the table.
Yeah.
That's all you, man. You know how many fools touch up in this
I'm
stuff?
I'm gonna let my bolder brother in here handle the two sausages.
If you
links.
Guys don't want to eat it, I'll take it.
Oh my god, this is all you, sir. I'm sorry.
It smells fine.
It smells like a...
Oh, those preservatives, boy.
Right, like, it might just be a suggestion, like, hey, I wouldn't, but if you like a post-apocalyptic times, go ahead and do you, boo-boo.
Does it say sell by or eat by?
Oh, good
oh,
question.
Man.
Or vend by?
It just says best buy. It's not
oh,
like...
best buy?
Best. Well, the bestest.
All right, give me a piece.
Maybe it says best buy.
I mean, suggested.
You're lucky I like sausage, fellas. You're lucky I
look
like
look at him.
Sausage.
He said, you know, oh, look, came up for you. He's like, oh.
If it says best buy, it's good forever.
It really is, though. Smell like a Slim Jim.
Snap into a
Slim. Cheers. Oh, yeah, let's touch your stick.
Yes.
Touch our sausage. Okay. You know, this actually ends up...
Tastes like
hold
Slim
on.
Jim.
Why you chew? Where do y'all rate these puff slides? When I rate them?
Oh, 6.
10.
Give them an 8.
All in.
Give them an 8 because I prefer the original before or better.
Now, I actually really like the beef.
It tastes like a Slim Jim. Ooh, it's kind of salt. It has like a salty after end there.
It's
like
a Slim Jim.
Well, remember, these are probably expired.
Mm-mm. Just Best Buy.
Best Buy.
Best Buy.
So we like this or we don't? I like it. I actually used to get this all the time.
I don't do a whole lot of meat sticks that aren't like a beef jerky, so I'm going to give it a 3.
I finished my half. I mean, a little concerned with how I'm going to feel in 5 minutes, but...
Actually, I'm going to go 5 on those.
Give it a 6.
May your guts be blessed, my friend.
I already had lunch before this, too. He's
going to kill me. Oh, the Kawhi.
Yeah, you're going to have that clean out.
All right, let's go with the...
That Roto-Rooter.
late July. Late July Nacho Chipotle.
Oh.
This says best before March 9th of 19.
That's fine, man. That's, chips are chips, man.
That spicy cheese flavor.
130
okay.
calories. Late July is an organic brand. These are gluten-free, peanut-free, tree-nut-free.
Oh. Tree-nut-free. Oh, thank you. For all those tree thank lovers you, out there.
No, I saw, you know how like peanut... Allergies are common now, and everyone's like, is it peanut-free? Yeah. Then I saw someone say tree nut. I'm like, that's a little too much.
Either you're allergic to nuts or not, man. Make up your mind.
Right, like, I'm allergic to cashews, but I eat walnuts and pistachios just fine.
Sunflower
seeds. Now, the cover looks really good because it looks like there's nacho cheese.
Are pistachios nuts?
I think so.
Maybe.
These are late July nacho chipotle chips.
One serving size is one container and is 130
calories. For the
ASMRs calories.
Out there.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh, you have a sexy chew.
I think what you're getting here is like the Quick Trip Urge chips, like the taco chips, okay. But a little worse.
Mm-hmm.
And these are a little stale.
They
this,
are a little
you can
stale.
Tell.
They're definitely
you
a little
can
stale.
Tell Best Buy means eat by on these ones.
Well, I mean, it's all organic, so.
Yeah. But non-GMO, so that's not bad. And they're not bad at all.
I give it a 5. You know, it's a middle-of-the-way chip. It's not hurting me. It's not killing me. I'm not in love with it, but, you know, if I need a tortilla chip. A
little something.
Yeah.
Yeah, these would be good as, like, the starters of an eventual nacho tray.
Yes, yes. Like
I don't
the
like
cheese
these
or something.
Yeah, I'm not.
Getting some
pepper. Well, I think they suggested on chips. The bag. They're like, hey, these kind of suck by themselves, so put some cheese on them.
Yeah, the bag.
Put
they're
some cheese
them.
On
look,
them.
Look.
Put like, some cheese on them.
A dollop or something, baby, because these suck.
The bag makes you think that you're eating something good. Yeah.
I don't hate them. Packaging isn't bad.
You want me to keep these or junk them?
Toss some shits.
Yeah, the package is definitely a seller.
All right.
You think you're fancy with them.
Yeah.
They get you.
We're down to 4 more items. We have the potato skins, cheddar, and bacon to try.
Five more.
The Lorno Doodle, the jalapeno poppers, the zingers, and then the grand finale of the actual meal from our vending machine that you can microwave
that
or melt.
I'm really unsure on that one. Though.
What do you guys want? Zingers or a chip? We just did a chip.
Let's do pastry. Yeah.
Zingers?
Yeah.
All right. Zingers, iced Fat vanilla boy. Cakes with cream filling.
Zing, zing, zinger.
Dolly Madison Bakery makes these. There are 3 cakes and 400 calories in each bag.
Man,
so there's 3
Doritos.
Of those. Huh?
I got Dorito chip in my mouth now.
Bart, has anyone ever told you kind of look like a zinger?
Oh, what you call me?
A zinger.
I'm wearing yellow today.
My man's is matching the zinger.
Hey.
It's okay, though.
So I'm thinking this is basically like a Twinkie.
It has to be, and it's filled.
But like, not a Twinkie.
Oh, these are
don't ever disrespect Twinkies
stale,
like that.
Bro.
What's in the middle?
Just more filling.
Oh yeah, we should. Expiration on these.
Oh, this guy. Yeah, eat it.
Expired
it
vending
safe.
Machine food.
Hey guys, let's do a podcast.
Honestly,
food.
These things, these really survive everything. So
I got July 6th.
Oh, that's decent.
2019.
Oh shit, we got a month. Oh.
2018.
Ooh. Oh, man.
19.
Okay.
I'm a sugar
okay.
fiend, so I'm going to give these a 12 off rip. I love them.
Okay.
We got any more?
A little sweet.
Real good.
Got him.
This is the best thing yet.
These are fire, bro.
They do taste like
Twinkies. I mean, I'm really chewy, though. I get ripped in my mouth.
Roof.
Ooh.
That's that cream on top.
It's too much.
What? Too much? Bugging. Nah, Poppy, this is just enough.
Very sweet.
No, Poppy, this is too much.
Poppy. Jesus.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm going to give it an 8.
Sweets, yeah. I give him an 8. I'll ride with the 8.
I'm going to change my answer. I'm going to give him a 15.
Ooh. Damn. Ooh.
Fire.
Say that for the end.
I'm addicted to sugar.
That's probably the most filling. Have you guys had the TGI Fridays potato skins?
Those are like a staple in the chip game. Like, those have been around forever.
I'm shocked you haven't had those, actually.
You haven't?
Yeah. I'm kind of shocked you haven't.
Why?
They were big in high school.
Everybody's had those. Different lives.
Different lives.
Yeah, just,
all right, these are the TGI Friday potato skins. They're exactly what you think they are.
The huge.
Yeah. They're not really good by themselves.
Very dry.
I need some sour cream here.
I see that. I'm not big on the sour cream, but I see that for sure. A little dip.
Or some cheese or something.
Put some cheese on it, though.
Calories, 240. Serving size, one serving per container. So, yeah, 240 calories. No protein. Yeah.
I'm actually
dry.
I'm not enjoying the aftertaste on those.
No, and I told you before, I'm big and picky on chips.
Yeah.
And if I'm going to eat a chip, it's got to be good, man.
Good chip.
Certified gluten-free.
I'm a toss a 2 at those, man.
I think I'd rather have a Lay's or even a plain Ruffles.
Original, dude said,
man, you get a Lay's.
Yeah.
Said,
give me the oily joints. I don't even care about those.
I'd have baked Ruffles over this.
I'll get all these chips over them.
I'm going to go at 3.
Pour them out, boy.
Nope. Are Aldi chips good?
Haven't had them.
The Clancy's all day. Clancy's anything.
There's a new Aldi's by my house.
Aldi gang, baby.
And they just sent me a coupon. Pay $30, get 5 off.
Bro, you walk in there, walk out with a cart full of stuff and only spend 69 cents. It's crazy.
Well, what was $30 going to get me?
A lot. Shit. 2 carts. 3 carts, maybe.
Jesus.
The sign that says Aldi's on the store.
Aldi's.
All right, so we have, let's do the Lorna Doodle.
Lorna Dunes.
Lorna Dunes.
Oh, right. She sounds sexy.
Shortbread cookie, slim, thick. What's her cute ass? Look at her ass. Contains wheat and soy. For best use.
Do your Total Traffic Network voice.
From the Total Traffic Network. Looking at us. Nah.
This is all the cookie crumbles.
So
there's one. There's one ad you did with Chili's. It's like,
I want my baby back.
No, you're like hyper white in it.
Oh, bro, yeah, probably. They like that for those.
Quesadillas.
Yeah, it's like, I didn't know it was you at first.
It's actually pronounced quesadilla. So, all right.
Shots fired, shots fired.
All right, let's get back to this.
Z's the guy when you hear that Yasmani Grandal's doing a signing, he goes, Yasmani Grandal.
For the, what's the name of that place?
I don't know.
Waukesha Sports Cars.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Come this on, would man. Be the voice for like half of the commercials on all of the stations.
Loki.
You are.
I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe 3/4. But hey.
It's a 2-man team out here, boy.
Hey.
JG, DZ, putting in work, baby. Shout out Jack Garner. That's that guy. Serving size 1-pack, 43 grams. Amounts per serving. Calories 20, or my damn, can't read. Calories 210, fat cal 90, total fat 10 grams, saturated fat 2.5 grams, trans fat 0 grams, 0 for cholesterol 220 milligrams.
Oh, potassium, we're getting into it now.
Got some potassium, 40 milligrams of potassium.
Crack them open. Pop them open.
29 carbs. Hold on, boy. Chill,
pop, pop them open.
Oh, less than 1 gram.
Get
of
in
fiber.
My belly.
That's whack. I don't think I'm excited for these.
So these are like shortbread cookies?
Yeah. Y'all ever have the shortbread cookies that came in that tin, that blue tin?
Yeah.
Those are the fiery ones with the little sugar crystals on top. Can't top those. I already hate these. I'm going to give them a 0.
Yeah, this is like you eat at your great grandma's.
These when they sold out at the Girl Scouts.
Nobody buy this.
Buns.
Tastes like a doggy treat.
And I was broke, right?
A little bit. Little.
That is...
Waste of my taste.
It's a waste of time. And you took 2 minutes to read the ingredients.
Man. Yo! You bugging. So I can't read.
All right. I call these, what did I call them? Hairs?
The jalapeno papas.
Jalapeno poppers. Be careful, guys. The president, Ed Hare, says they may bite back. Right there on the back.
Ooh, I like it when they bite back. Be gentle.
Now, a lot of these vending machine products are misleading.
Bat me, baby, but just don't bag me.
Because apparently, according to the bag. According to the packaging.
You say bagel or bagel?
Bagel.
I don't know where I was going.
Bagel.
There's supposed to be gooey cheese coming out of the jalapeno that's in the center of the...
Obviously, for marketing purposes.
Now, jalapenos I love.
Of course.
I eat them like chips.
Ooh.
Oh, these are like Cheetos.
Grilled some jalapenos last night, bro. It's fire.
Ooh. Ooh. Mmm.
Yes, sir.
These are good.
Ooh, they got that jalapeno kick at the end.
Mm-hmm.
How have I not had these?
He wasn't lying. They bite back.
Ed?
No, they're not bad. Ed, you're telling the truth.
Shouts to Ed.
You're safe.
Ed.
Don't got to send my people left you.
Hey.
Share, guys. Share.
That was real, man. You wouldn't
live
let me
have life with flavor.
Got lost in the moment. Thought it was my bad.
All right.
Freshness guaranteed.
These are very good. So what do we like the most? Out of everything.
I mean, I think probably them zingers is my favorite, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna go poppers one, zingers two.
The best. Cheetos, simply Cheetos, the white cheddar. Got my vote.
And now it's time to dig in for our last item. Now what's interesting about the vending machine at work is we've got all these items that nobody ever eats that we just ate to test for people. And we've also got, you know, your commons, your Lay's, your Doritos, your Cheetos. We've got all that. We've also got, we have no healthy food. We have no, like, sandwiches, refrigerator, anything. But then in the bottom right corner, there's this Hormel turkey and dressing.
Death trap.
Like a microwavable meal. And I've never seen anyone in the 5 years I've been here purchase this.
It's because we're the first.
Now, they do replenish it, so...
$3 at
$3? No, they just rotate the order that they're in. They don't replenish it. They just trick you. They mix it up. They're like, all right, put this one over here.
We got a problem.
Chicken pot pie out there.
You might have to look at this better than me. I'm seeing it says Best Buy $329,2008.
Shut up.
Hold on.
Shut up.
See that in the corner?
Shut up. You lying.
Read it better.
Oh.
Z walked out.
Nah, you wrong. It says 329.20.
20 what?
But that's there's a hyphen 08. It's probably a batch number. It's probably the batch number.
Oh, so it's 329.20.
Yes. No, we Gucci, but I'm not touching this. This is not touching my mouth.
Can you see how I'm
We've
confused?
Said that before in this podcast. And yet, here we are.
Can you see how I'm confused?
Gulp.
I got you. Because it's definitely like a 20-8, so you're like, what?
That's probably like a batch number. Like, it's the eighth batch of the date. That's probably what that is. Because the 20, there's a hyphen between the 08.
Man, my stomach's turning just looking at the
back. It's sketch.
Of this.
But why would you? I mean, if you're going to go hot, you might as well go get something hot.
Not like, for use in conventional ovens. No,
well, I mean, you think of the time that ovens. Here's the problem is if you do get in a like a crunch at work and there are some places that won't deliver here for some reason.
I'll
so if
starve.
You
Jimmy John's, what's wrong with y'all, man?
Yeah, Jimmy John's eating on something. No, that's just they.
For how much I eat them, they got
to
get out.
They
here.
Really I shouldn't have to Uber Eats food that delivers. Who does that?
Oh, why that's would how I you
DoorDash
do it?
That?
Yeah.
No, I just go there.
Yeah.
It's close.
So, but, and this also, you have to pay in quarters. So to get this, it's $3. They won't let you put in more than a dollar. Oh, so man. I had to put dollars in the soda machine and then kick out the change for quarters.
Oh, see, they just playing with you. They just, they just
well, they don't expect anyone to ever buy this, is the thing.
It looks like a
is it? Is it like already cooked?
How heavy is it?
I don't know. It looks like
you probably can build a house with that.
At least
it says it's ready in 60 seconds.
Let's cook it for 63 just to be sure.
I'm going to cook it for the 60, it says.
Oh, my God.
Do I take the cover off or on?
Come on, man.
Or do I poke a hole?
Vent the tray. You got to vent it. Vent it. You have to vent the
tray. Open and then close?
You have to vent it. Slightly open up one corner and let the air.
Right there, right there. Good.
Let the air escape and steam it a little bit.
You know, got to let it flap.
All right, so I'm going to go cook this.
Let's get it.
And then when you hear us again, those will be cooked.
That looks like one of those things that like makes those bubbles that like pop all over your microwave.
This is like something that astronauts won't even touch.
Yeah. Good luck, my friend.
Does anyone want a pre-cooked sniff?
Yeah, let me get a pre-cooked sniff. I like that. I'm into that kind of stuff.
Don't look at it though.
Ooh. Ooh. It smells like...
You like to pre-sniff before you dig in, Will?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to.
You remember them tins that you used to get in school with, like, the Salisbury steak with gravy and shit?
Oh.
That's what you think in elementary school? That's what that tasted like.
Doo-doo butter.
Doo-doo butter. But you ate it anyway, so I'm definitely kind of excited now.
All right, we're cooking.
Kick me back to the good old days.
All right, so the Hormel meal is cooked.
Are we live? Are 60, we recording?
We're good.
Okay.
60 seconds have passed. Now, you guys were making fun of me.
This looked all too familiar to Bart Winkler, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, do you guys not?
He knew the preset number on the microwave. He's like, where are the utensils? Oh, there they are. Yep. Yay.
For so many years, when I would be at work, I would eat banquet meals and lean cuisines.
Okay.
I had lean pockets today.
And you don't know how to cook that then? You should have been knowing that you got to just flap the corner one time. Don't
flap it.
I just want to know if you guys.
A little flappy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so my God.
We couldn't find forks, so we're going to try to eat with spoons. Ugh. Although the turkey is like, you kind of need a knife.
Oh, my God.
That just gave me chills, man. I don't know. I can't back out. We in this.
Somewhere in here is food. So for those of you that can't see.
My stomach already feels.
It's basically one piece of raw turkey in a pool of gravy.
I'm going to text my wife, tell her I love her, because I don't know if I'm surviving this.
Oh, my God. Oh.
If you just
dig
in.
Look at him. Look at him, boy.
Strong, boy.
Oh, look, it's burning a hole through the table.
There should be mashed potato in that somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, what else is in here?
Oh, my God. Just do it. Just put it in your mind.
All right. Hold on. I got to get everybody a little scoop. Get a scoopy doop.
Oh my God.
What are those green things?
I think that pepper. Potato? I don't know.
Not the hair though.
Dude, this looks so good. I might eat the whole thing.
Oh my God.
It's hot.
That's all you're having?
Yeah.
You gotta get some meat.
You gotta get some of that meat, boy.
All right, ready?
Cheers. Touch it. Toss
don't
it.
Die.
Turn it.
Mmm.
Hey, yo, that one bad, B.
This is good
that
shit.
That one bad, B.
See?
Y'all are bugging.
I just know it's going to be suspect later.
Y'all are bugging.
What's wrong with it? That gravy's for real, man.
Oh, man.
No, señor.
You want to throw your spoons away?
No, señor. No me gustó. No, para nada. Neck 3.
Adios, amigos.
Neck 3.
Oh, God.
I'm out.
Get it. Eat it. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
It's in my mouth.
Oh, Bart, can we get some of that on the mic so we can hear that later? Oh,
baby.
Oh, my God.
Serp it. Get a little bit of the porridge.
What about gargle?
Nobody's watching this video by now.
No.
Everybody's out.
I might make this part separate.
That's for the wife later.
This is good.
It pay to play.
Are you guys messing with me for real? You don't like it?
No. Neck
it's
three.
Hot. Neck the 60 three. Seconds was perfect.
I
timing.
Will say it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I mean, the whole thing.
It had a little Thanksgiving in it. Oh, he just got that burned, hot piece that's the like hot, the hottest.
Got the middle that cooked, you know, boy. That whew.
Because you know they all cook uneven and stuff.
Of course.
Didn't want to swear there.
I don't know.
Stuff.
All right, so you guys really don't like... Ooh, fuck.
Ooh. Ooh.
You're not into that one?
I was not into that one.
All right, so what did we learn?
We learned that we probably shouldn't eat any of the food out of our vending machines.
Could use a few healthier choices, yeah. But them cheesy white...
Well, that's the twist. The twist is I'm sending this to corporate that's saying here in Milwaukee... We're starved with such shit options.
But please do not write a petition. Yeah, we do not need no more petitions in the building.
I mean, Matt.
You ever see those Fresh Farmer ones? You can like buy salad in a can.
Oh, they got those at one of the other Entercons.
It's a little too bougie.
Yeah, those are good.
A little too bougie.
Like the little like a fresh fridge or whatever. Good.
Yeah.
They got like sandwiches and little salads and whatnot. A salad. I'm out here like, man.
A salad.
I'm paying $1.25 for a Hormel Hot Meal.
That was $3.
That's $3. Right. $3. $1.25 is the zinger, like the snacks.
I just choked down decade old gravy.
And you looked spectacular doing it, sir.
You ate that up, boy. We're gonna need an update video in like an hour, maybe two.
The BG
Bart Winkler.
Boys, thanks for your time.
Anytime, sir. Anytime,
you can have the rest of the leftovers.
I think I'm good.
Poppers?
No poppers for me.
Thanks for this payment.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Poppy will pass on the poppers.
All guests of the podcast get a half bag of Simply Cheetos and a half bag of jalapeno poppers and free Hormel for life.
Hey!
Thanks, guys.
Yep.